The clinical term for chronic substance abusers is serial inebriates, and they account for about 40% of Petaluma's homeless population, according to Mike Johnson, CEO of the Committee on the Shelterless, or COTS. That's not a lot of people, maybe 60 to 70, but they put a disproportionate strain on the local social safety net.
These folks cost, on average, $37,000 per person per year in healthcare costs. And that's mostly emergency rooms and EMT transports. They get them to an emergency room, they treat them, and they send them back out on the street again. And it's becoming widely known that you can save tremendous costs if you can divert people into treatment and then from treatment into shelters, transitional and permanent housing.
To do that, COTS has launched the Petaluma Sober Circle, modeled on San Diego's pioneering serial inebriates program. Robin Phoenix, program director for the Mary Isaac Center, says its goal is to end the feedback loop that has trapped these individuals.
The serial inebriates have been in our shelter time and time and time again. And the missing piece is getting them into treatment without a wait so that they can get stabilized, get back into our shelter, get case management and wraparound services. So my personal feeling is that handful of people, this program's going to work for them.
A key element, she adds, is their partnership with the Orinda Center in Santa Rosa so they can get willing people into detox and treatment immediately.
In the moment, when they're ready that time. If it takes 2 weeks to a month to get into the treatment center, even though we would have them housed at the Mary Isaac Center, we are not a treatment facility. So the beauty of the Petaluma Sober Circle is now we have dedicated beds. When they've made up their mind, good, here we go. We've got a place for you.
The Sober Circle, a partnership with healthcare providers, police, the county, and other social service agencies, began just a few weeks ago. It takes a two-pronged approach, Johnson explains.
One's the carrot and the other's the stick. The carrot is, we'll get you in to treatment, into shelter, into a path towards a better life. The stick is, if you keep doing this, you're going to jail.
But right now, the carrot is their stronger tool. And outreach specialist Randy Clay is the man out on the streets delivering it.
I try and reach out to them and let them know there are people out there that can assist them with their needs. I'll tell them all a little bit about the program, or sometimes if they're so inebriated, we try and get them assistance by referring them to the Orinda, and then they will become a part of our sober circle.
But that usually takes repeated contacts.
I'm finding myself running into a lot of the same people. So each day I try and make contact with them no matter what to let them know the assistance is there. All you got to do is say that you're ready, and I'm here to get them where they need to go.
Even though the Sober Circle is just getting started, Robin Phoenix sees it having an impact already.
We've got 8 individuals from the street into the shelter and on a different path. They aren't necessarily in treatment, but we've been able to connect through them, through the outreach officer and with Randy's ability to meet people where they're at. So that's a good thing. I feel confident that we will have at least a dozen people by the end of this first year that have come off the street and got into a stable life.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.